SNI Digital, Innovations in Learning, a 3D live video journal, which is now offering podcasts on Amazon and Spotify with Apple in process. Look for SNI Digital in association with SNI Surgical Neurology International, a 2D internet journal, is introducing a new SNI Digital investigative series entitled Dr. Blaylock Reports, presenting facts about medically related controversies of today. A second topic of Dr. Blaylock's reports is monkeypox. Is it a threat to humans? Dr. Blaylock's the CEO of Theoretical Neuroscience Research, the Associate Editor-in-Chief of Neuroinflammation Section of SNI and of SNI Digital. He's a certified clinical nutritionist. He's the creator and editor of the Blaylock Wellness Report and the author of multiple books, scientific papers. He's a health commentator on radio, TV, and in the Epic Times. These are some of the books which Dr. Blaylock has published. They're available on Amazon.com on The Liver Cure, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Dr. Blaylock's Prescriptions for Natural Health, Excitotoxins, and a book on the China virus, What is the Truth?, co-authored with Dr. Ausman. This is his Blaylock Wellness Report, which he's produced monthly as a nutritional newsletter for over 20 years. If you'd like to subscribe to it, you can visit the website Wellness Report at newsmax.com.
Again, this is another session with Dr. Blaylock Reports. He's a neurosurgeon. He's also extremely well-known nutritionist. He's had published a newsletter, medical newsletter, for over 20 years that is widely read throughout the country and internationally. He's an expert in the subject. And today we're talking about another subject that has become common to the public, and it's monkeypox. What is monkeypox, Russell? And now we see this is another subject that's being elevated to, it has both biological aspects, which you're going to tell us about, but then it's part of it has been morphed into the political aspects, which are basically, if you want to call malinformation, which you talked about, are really providing disinformation to the public. So tell us a little bit about monkeypox, and there's going to be the same underlying theme in this, and we're going to get to microwave radiation. There are other entities out there that have evil intents that are trying to harm people, and that's basically what's going on. Doesn't mean that everything is wrong, but it does say, let's get the facts. That's what Russell's going to give us. And then you've got to be aware of what's happening so you're not an innocent victim. Okay, Russell, what's monkeypox?
Well, monkeypox is another virus. It was first identified in the Congo, Republic of Congo, and they declared it an emergency. The World Health Organization, it's an infection to worry about contaminating the world. It was more deadly among children. But what they didn't tell you is a couple of very important things. It's number one, in males, in adult male, it was mainly transmitted among homosexuals. They developed anal infections and oral infections, and they were the ones that would die. Everyone else did not die. It's a very mild disease. And what happened in Africa was starvation. People started eating monkeys. Well, this is a virus indigenous to monkeys. And so they began to get monkeypox. Well, for the ordinary person, called a fairly mild disease, the problem with the children is just what I said with measles. They have poor hygiene and they're infected with parasites. And so their immune system is very poorly functional. And because of the immune deficiency, they become very sick and die from monkeypox. It's not transmissible by air. And so it was once again, they tried to scare the world with monkeypox, just like they did with Ebola, and it went nowhere. It was just a complete failure. So once that got out, how it was spread, and what they found is these children were usually with sex workers, and that the blankets and sheets and beds were infected, and the children were catching it from the fomites, from hard objects, from objects. They weren't getting it from the air. And so we see that that's not applicable to the United States or Europe or the rest of the world. These things are not major problems. And this is not a pandemic disease. So once that got out, once the information was spread, they dropped it. And they don't talk much about monkeypox anymore. They decided they would switch to bird flu. And we found out they were engineering, genetically engineering the bird flu to try to get it to spread because they couldn't get it to spread otherwise. And so that's the main thing about monkeypox. And when I remember when Ebola came out and they talked about it coming to the United States, I was interviewed by reporters who were all excited about it. And I said, it's not going to be anything. Forget about it. Well, it disappointed them. They didn't like that. They said, well, you're the only one saying that. And I said, well, just wait and see. It's going to be nothing. And it turned out to be nothing. So, you've got to calm down. Don't panic. Don't fill yourself with fear because, the military knows if you're fearful, you don't think. And that's what Navy SEALs and Special Forces do is they learn how to think under intense conditions, not let fear overtake them.
Let me ask you a couple more questions about the biology of the disease, and we will get into this some more. Okay, it's found mostly with male-to-male sexual conduct. It can be found in a pregnant mother, I understand, from what I've read, and it can be transmissible. Those things are correct in that particular environment. Is that true?
Well, it's transmissible by contact. It forms blisters on the skin. If
Okay,
they touch those blisters, it's contagious.
good
It's
point.
not contagious by aerosol, so the pregnant women don't get it by aerosol. They get it by touching the skin of an infected person who has these blisters.
And that gets to the clothes, bed clothes, and other things you were talking
Right.
about in a highly infected environment. And so the other factor here that you mentioned is it's in Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo. If you take Africa from top to bottom and you kind of put your finger in the middle, that's where that is. And they
That's
had a
right.
lot of people that came down with this. And one of the reasons was that the people there were malnourished, had immune systems which were not protective, and therefore it spreads in populations with immune systems that are not working effectively. Is that correct?
Yes, that's why the children are infected. If they have several parasitic diseases, it inhibits the immune system.
And
And
it's
that's
children
why in
because their
Africa
immune
it's deadly.
system, it's children because their immune system just hasn't been developed as much. So it's mainly reported in children or in the sexual contact. What is the treatment there? This gets back into the issue you were talking about, because from what I read, I think people are trying to develop some vaccines and things for this. How do you treat this disease? This is in Africa. It's not in California. It's not in Europe. It's not in America. We've defined a population that can get it. What are they doing to treat it?
The treatments are fairly simple. You just use immune stimulants like beta glucan or a lot of the fungi which are known to stimulate cellular immunity, which kills the virus. And certain vitamins, for instance, like I said, measles is deadly in Africa, but they found if they gave the African children vitamin A, they had the same mortality as Americans, which was almost nothing. And if they gave them zinc, there was almost no mortality from the infection. So it's just simple things of you give vitamins to boost their immune system back up, because we know that even a single deficiency can cause immune function to fail.
So that's a key point. And then besides that, I'm reading here in the New England Journal of Medicine, they had a series of articles on this, and they're into producing, as gets back to what you were saying, vaccines for this. And again, if you read the article, it's very alarmistic. So are we into the same kind of issue here?
Well, it's the same answer they always come up with every infection, a vaccine. And so the person who knows about vaccine and immune system says, what good does it do to vaccinate people who are immune deficient? Well, they're more likely to develop an autoimmune disease because the immune system does not act properly. Well, you don't take cancer patients who have almost no immunity and give them a vaccine, because you'll give them the disease. If it's a live virus vaccine, you'll give them the disease. If they tell them to be careful with vaccines that are live viruses, like measles, mumps, and rubella. And so it's ludicrous to say, well, the number one treatment is a vaccine. You know who's putting that propaganda out? It's the vaccine makers. And it's shown people like Soros is an agent for the vaccine makers. So there's a financial link between the people saying that. For example, Harvard of Public Health, they receive millions of dollars from pharmaceutical companies. And so do these other people promoting vaccines, these public health institutes, CDC, they're receiving huge amounts of money from the pharmaceutical companies to say that. They know better.
So we have a disease here that's basically appears in the skin, not like you mentioned with measles or something like that. And it can be in an immunosuppressed person, it can become very serious and virulent. And these are people who are nutritionally deficient, which means their immune systems are incompetent or not working. And the treatment for it is to improve the nutrition and give them the things that you were talking about. Vitamin A is very protective. And rather than the vaccine, but there's a whole section here in this New England Journal is talking about how we had a vaccine and the World Health Organization's behind it and all the rest. Same story.
Right. The World Health Organization receiving huge amounts of money from pharmaceutical companies. And they're making lots of money off of selling vaccine. So they don't want these nutritional answers that are simple, that people can do it inexpensively and protect themselves. It's just like my parents never had the flu. The whole time I grew up, I never knew them to have the flu. And then I started doing these things. I didn't get the flu either. And yet you'd see these people, oh, they were sick for months. I had fellow doctors who told me, they were sick for a total month from the flu, couldn't get over it. And I'd correct their immune system and they'd get over it.
And now we get into what are some other of the very bad or evil aspects of this. And the World Health Organization has just conducted a program or plan that they wanted all the countries in the world to adopt, which essentially would empower the World Health Organization to declare when there is a pandemic or national or emergency, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have to comply with what they advise you to do. And that means that they have taken over the health system of your country. Is that correct?
Well, not only that, but if your state decides, no, we're not going to do it, they're forced to do it. So they take over the authority of states. So all states lose their sovereignty. United States loses sovereignty. Europe loses its sovereignty. All because now they all sign this treaty with the World Health Organization, which has been shown to be corrupt from top to bottom, to say, I will by law do everything they recommend. This is what killed so many people from COVID. The CDC set the treatment in every hospital, not just in the United States, but the world. And according to the law, the CDC cannot mandate anything. They cannot mandate a treatment.
And
Yet every hospital followed it.
this is what we're seeing. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is studied the subject for, and he's a lawyer, and he's written a book. You and I know about that, and it was called Fauci, What You Need to Know, and they tried to restrict it from being published. It was number one bookseller on the New York Times list, and he is probably one of the most. I don't know what you're thinking is. But it was an extremely well-documented, detailed research documentation of what is behind all of these efforts and leading to what you're hearing, you heard in the political campaigns that Trump is going to probably dissociate the United States from the World Health Organization because we do not want our health dominated and dictated by this UN organization. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. This is what we don't want to give up our sovereignty to the corrupt United Nations, who we know are getting money from the pharmaceutical companies to make their decisions and other major pharmaceutical companies to make their decisions. We're not going to give up our sovereignty and say, well, you have to take their medications. If you go to a hospital, you have to follow their protocol. I don't care if 50% or more of the people are dying from their protocol, and there's a simple answer like ivermectin. You've got to do it. That's what killed most of the people that died from COVID. They were following the CDC protocol,
And
which was a corrupt organization.
we know that, and all those people are being replaced now. We know that the information transmitted was not correct. Everybody knew that the social distancing failed, the masks failed, and a variety of things that they were dictating, isolation and so forth, basically were of no value, were no meaning. The only thing they did is destroyed the public and destroyed the economy.
And killed a lot of people.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at respirators, they insisted that the people who complained of shortness of breath needed to be on respirators. There was
Yes.
an 80 to 90% mortality, and you had pulmonary specialists saying they're being killed by the respirator, not the virus. And
Yes.
other physicians refused to do it and just gave them oxygen, no respirator. They had a very high survival. And no complications, and they were removed from the hospital.
So we're going to get into this subject some more because Fabian Durell wrote a paper for SNI, which you know, within the past year about what's going on in the pharmaceutical companies and how that's dangerous to your health. That was the title of his article. And this is going to be a theme over time that we're going to get to, and that is that what is the truth? Is the public being told the truth? And the answer is, and people, I think, reflected that in this past election, the answer is no, we're not. Not about the economy, not about the immigration, not about all the other things that are going on. And it didn't happen in the health industry either, which is why they chose Robert Kennedy to take the position. So what we've talked about is a bird flu, which is an extremely non-lethal, localized disease, which has been declared by the governor of California to be an emergency, which it's not. And now we're talking about another disease, which is monkeypox, which is confined to malnourished sections of Africa with people with repressed immune systems. that's basically transmitted sexually. It's not in the air, and it's basically not applicable either.
That's right.
And they're being
That's
made
exactly.
into issues that are more emotionally correct than the facts that you presented to the viewers. That's correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much, Russell, for giving us this information.
These are the key references to this presentation. Be prepared to take screenshots for your records. These are the references on monkeypox. And Dr. Blaylock's wellness report on monkeypox, another round of hysteria. We hope you enjoyed this presentation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the author interviewee and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of SNI Digital or its management. The information contained in this article should not be considered to be medical advice. Patients should consult their own physicians for advice as to their specific medical needs. Please fill out the evaluation of this video at the bottom of the rating scale of the video on the home page of SNI Digital to help us improve the information we bring you on that program. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Click on this icon located at the bottom right of the home page for questions, comments, and requests for CME credit. Foundation supporting these programs also supports the two journals. Surgical Neurology International is a 2D internet journal. Nancy Epstein is its editor-in-chief. Its web address is sni.global. SNI Digital Innovations in Learning is a 3D video journal, interactive with discussion, and the web address is snidigital.org. Both of these publications are free 24/7, 365 on the internet. Surgical Neurology International has been published for 15 years and is read in 239 countries and territories around the world. It's the third largest neurosurgery journal on readership. SNI Digital Innovations in Learning is viewed in 145 countries in the past 11 months since its publication, and it's the first video journal of neurosurgery. The goal of the foundation is to help people throughout the world. Remember, SNI is now offering podcasts on Amazon and Spotify. We're soon to be on Apple. Look for SNI Digital. Foundation also has a medical news network devoted to bringing truthful medical and science news to the world. This is copyrighted in 2025. This is copyrighted in 2025. By the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation. All rights are reserved. Contact James Ausman at mac.com for more information. Thank you for watching this program.